Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am. My name is Caesar, and I'm calling you from the National Opinion Survey. And I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing on your community and nation.
About my community and what?
And nation. Let me ask you this. All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media or outlet, including the print, radio, or internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling on your cell phone, so we will make this quick and possible, and we really appreciate your time. Okay. Hello?
You said what is it you want?
That we're gonna do a quick survey for no more than 5 minutes. Okay. So I'm asking you, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet blog?
No.
All right. Just to be sure, we're responding, everybody. May I guess your race?
Everybody did what?
Can I, like your, I'm just to be sure that we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Like if you're Hispanic, Asian, white, black?
Oh, I'm American black.
Oh, okay. And are you? Can I have your age?
Oh Lord!
I'm
a senior citizen.
Okay, like you're like your ear.
Oh, that's too much personal information.
All right. Well, all right. So I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances for you to vote the upcoming 2024 elections for the president, Congress, and the other office? Will you definitely vote or probably vote? Or there's chances that you were probably not going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important to a previous election, less important, or about the same?
It's always important, but it's more important since democracy is at hand.
All right. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because of the dictatorship that's running. The dictator that's running. Donald Trump.
Because of what?
Because Donald Trump is a dictator. He's ignorant.
He's a big traitor.
Dictator. He wants
dictator.
To be a dictator. And he's ignorant.
Okay. All right, now, thinking about the direction the country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions that the country is heading?
Under Biden, I'm satisfied under Biden, yes.
Unsatisfied, all right. And you, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove that the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as a vice president? Strongly approve,
yes.
Or somewhat
yes,
approve?
Yes, I strongly approve.
And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your salary is just keeping up the cost of living, or falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Just keeping up.
Keeping up, all right. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them, considering who do you vote for of the upcoming elections for the Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important it is for you to vote in on the issues. So use the 10 of the 10 is for the most important, and 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is going to be isn't important at all, okay? So the first one will be raising taxes on being corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share, a 0 to 10?
10.
10. All right. The second one would be expanding treatment and rehab service for victims of opioids and fentanyl, a 0 to 10.
You say the victim, say that again?
I said expanding the treatment and the rehab service for victim of opioids or fentanyl.
The victim of who?
Of opioids and fentanyl. Fentanyl.
I don't understand what you mean, victim of a fentanyl. What do you mean by victim? Read it again.
All right. Expanding treatment and rehab service for victims of opioids and fentanyl. Fentanyl.
Expanding the services or the benefit?
Yes.
A revaccination?
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead and extend it. Yeah, I guess.
All right, but on a scale from 0 to 10?
I guess an 8.
Eight, all right. Protecting abortions and reproductive rights, 0 to 10?
Protect the abortion rights?
Yes.
Protect abortion rights. Okay, I think the woman and the man should be able to choose.
All right, so from a scale to a 0 to 10, what would you rate it?
I would say a 10.
10, awesome. All right, improving K through 12 public schools education, a 0 to 10?
Say that again, included?
Improving K through 12 public schools education.
10.
All right. Banning assault weapons, a 0 to 10?
Ban them, yes, 10.
10. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Lowering the price?
Yes. The cost.
10.
All right.
The who?
The cost.
Yes.
Lowering,
yes. 10.
Reducing crimes and violence?
Of course, 10. Reduce the violence, yes. All 10. Right. And
addressing
that.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality material care before, during, and after birth, 0 to 10.
Say that again.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10?
10. All right. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most? You may choose improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back, combating the rise of what supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Which one would you choose?
Say that again about racism.
The racism, yeah, it was combating the race of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Yeah, we do need to combat racism, yes.
All right.
Ten.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people's organization and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and forward towards them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel any particular or warm or cold, okay? So you may choose between a 0 to 100. Cornel West?
Say it again.
I said Cornel West. How would you rate her from a 0 to 100?
Fifty, I guess.
50, all right. And Barack Obama?
Who?
Barack Obama?
100.
JD Vance?
I don't even know him, so I rate him a 20.
A 20, all right. Democrats in Congress?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
0, okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
100.
100, all right, perfect. All right. And still is a long way off. But if the elections of the president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, who would he vote for?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And generally speaking, if the elections for the Congress were held today, who would he vote for? Democrat candidate or Republican candidate?
Democrat.
All right. And as you may heard, President Biden has decided to not return for the President 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for the next president next. He would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for the president.
I agree with Biden. I agree with him letting Kamala Harris be the candidate.
Okay, but please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree. I'm going to go ahead and read you the first one.
Strongly agree.
Okay. So the first one will be, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really better for most black women in America? Strongly agree, disagree, or somewhat agree?
You say nothing will be better?
I said, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The second one would be, I'm excited to have the change to vote for a black woman for president. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat?
Strongly agree. Disagree.
Strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay.
Strongly agree.
I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of the 60s attacks against her because she is a woman. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat agree?
I'm concerned. What? Say that again.
All right. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of the 60s attacks against her because she is a woman. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
All right. All right. Now, I would like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned and the important needs to be disagreed in their community. For each one, please tell me would you be better in handling these issues, Kamala or Donald Trump? So the first one would be fixing the immigration system. Much better. Somewhat better. That's for Harris. And for Trump will be somewhat better. And Trump, much better. Who would he vote for?
Kamala will be much better.
Much better. All right, the second one, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women. That'll be for Harris, much better. And Harris, much better. And Trump will be somewhat better. And for Trump will be much better.
Kamala, much better.
All right. Implementing common sense gun reforms to help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Harris, much better. Harris, somewhat better. Trump, somewhat better. Trump, much better.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Okay. Improving K-12 public schools education. Harris, much better. Somewhat better. And for Trump, will be somewhat better. And Trump, much better.
Kamala, much better.
All right. Protecting and Social Security and Medicare. Harris, much better. Somewhat better. And Trump will be somewhat and better. Much better.
Kamala, much better.
All right. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for the important to turn out the and vote on the 2024. Please read and please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very convincing reason to vote, and 5, somewhat convinced reason to vote, and 0, that means that you're convinced that you're not going to be voting on the 2024 presidential elections. All right, so the first one will be, we can use or vote to improve K through 12 educations and communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand or equilibrate education findings so that the quality of a public school is an independent, it's a zip code. We demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more in update technology, and the better after schools activity. With the power of our vote, we can improve education outcomes for the children. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you rate?
I forgot what you said, but the school needs to be better. I forgot what you said.
Yeah, with the power of your vote, you can improve the education outcomes. All right.
Yes, 110.
All right, perfect. The second one will be some politicians in Washington are trying to awaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid while also raising the retirement age for the future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security receipts back to work and to them off the code on programs, ignoring that we spend lifetimes earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. So from 0 to 10, what would you rate that?
The retirement age, needs to stay the same or be lower. Retirement age needs to stay the same.
Right, but from a scale from 0 to 10, what would you rate it?
You mean for it to go higher or for it to go lower?
For it to go higher.
0. All
right. All right, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't but let me ask you, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and Congress elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about important?
It's more important.
All right. We're almost going to be done, okay? And I do really appreciate your time. We're almost done. I'm going to read a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you used them in the past 2 days. You use Facebook?
No, I don't use Facebook.
And Twitter?
No.
Instagram?
No.
YouTube?
Yes.
TikTok?
No.
Okay. What is your last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, from first grade to 11th grade, college, or college graduate?
College graduate. I got my master's degree.
Oh, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or?
I don't know how you want to answer that. Divorced or single? I'm divorced.
All right, perfect. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban? A rural? Suburban?
Who?
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. I live in a senior community. Which one is that?
Right.
Is that urban? I don't know which one that is.
Urban. Aside from for funerals on overage, how often you say you attend church or religious service? Twice a week, once a week, never, several times a year?
7 days a week.
7 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I go in person and I go on TV.
To church, right? So that would be every day.
I go in person. I go to church. In person, twice a week, and all the other days, I'll watch it on TV. All
right. Thinking about your approach or political issues, would you describe yourself as a liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative,
all right. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled? Unemployed, homemaker, or student?
I'm employed.
Unemployed or employed?
I'm employed.
Oh,
I work. Okay. I have a job.
All right, man. So I do really appreciate your time, and have yourself a blessed day, okay? You have been so polite. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.